It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Everyone, and welcome, happy Monday. You are listening live, finally, I know, to the Intuition Hour. I am so excited to be with all of you today. I am super sorry for the delay. It's been a little bit of a hectic technical morning, I think, but definitely not in our control, as you all know. I want to blame Aquarius immediately, but I'm only teasing. I want to say good morning to all of you. If you're listening for the first time, we are here live. Today is January the 27th, 2025. I'm going to be looking forward to January being over. Sorry to say it, but no, I'm teasing, but not really. I know there's a lot of energy. We're coming up into that new moon. Big shout out. I want to say thank you to Mark Husson for helping, find the support and everything else he has, the platform, everything that takes place in his world to help all of us and to encourage all of us and inspire us to be together. I also want to say that I am so excited about next Tuesday night. It is February the 4th at 6 p.m. Pacific. It is over at 1-2 Academy. We have some signups already, and I know there will be some more. I have not written I haven't put it out there. I've been really keeping it with all of you here. So I am going to put it out there this week. I am super grateful. I cannot wait to see what we do over there. And I don't think I've been this excited. And that says a lot, because there was a moment in time when I was super excited about class. But this is even more than that, because I believe what it's going to do now, no matter what level you're at, and I say levels from a very humble place, because we have levels, but then we don't, because no matter where we are on our journey, even if you're a beginner, you can have some massive experience in 2 seconds that just propels you to some other leap, you know, or it brings in a belief system that you never thought you'd have, or it does all, it encourages so much. And hopefully, with that class being said, at the end of the day, no matter where you really are, you're going to, take it to another place. And definitely it's an expansive journey. It's definitely something that's going to keep you connected to your own higher power. That's what I want for you, as well as learning some new skills or tools that can really take you to places that maybe you've been afraid of, or perhaps that you're holding yourself back from. I know we have a lot of that going on, holding ourselves back. And I want to talk to you about some of that today. In the meantime, coming up to this new moon, I will definitely remind you all that coming to a new place, I believe. I see you all coming into the room. Let me just say hi to all of you. Maureen, good morning to you, and Maya and Quelly. Thanks for hanging in there, guys. I know that was a long wait. Pamela, I hope you guys are okay up there. I just heard from a few friends that definitely got knocked a little bit off, something fell off somebody's counter and things like that. I know that's a pretty sizable shift to feel. So Patricia, good morning to you. Who else is in the Northeast? Tara, hi. Ms. Perez, it's so nice to see you this morning also. Lynn, hello to you too. And everyone, Kat says, do you do fun predictions? Yes, I like to do those kinds of things. And we'll get to that very, very soon, okay? I'm going to try to meditate a little bit on that and see what I am vibing on for you as a vehicle. I'm usually pretty good with color and style, so let's see if we can grab some of that today. In the meantime, I did want to talk to you about, when I'm trying to come here and be with you at 1-2 Radio as well, to really try to help you also tap into certain things that you really, you know, we could forget they're there. Somebody said, I'm feeling blah. It is a little bit blah. It's been a little, I don't know how to say it. It's late January, you know, I'm feeling your winter blues. And I think the universe is interesting because for many, many years, you know, it's being an intuitive and being on this journey with so many people, relatability becomes an important topic and definitely something that I haven't had to deal with in many, many years is winter. And I am dealing with it this year. So my heart really goes out to so many of you who have to experience that cold. And I just keep saying to myself, now today I have no reason to fuss because we're 60s again. And we had winter, like the chill and the darkness and the clouds and the rain and this, that, and the other thing. The ice, like the icy rain or whatever. Snow close by, you know, all these things that we're not used to. And it shows us, and it brought me to a place this winter of really remembering how you all feel, because I've been sitting on my cushy ass down here for 35 years in the heat. And so it really brings back some memories of growing up in the Northeast and also really understanding that winter blues are no joke and definitely felt. And so I'm with all of you on that. What can you do to keep yourself warm? Any kind of movement, and I mean warm from a spiritual perspective, you know, how do you keep that fire burning within yourselves to really be able to counteract some of what that blah energy is, that feel, that winter darkness and things like that? We know we're getting lighter every single day now. So I always look forward to the next month, you know, we're in, so every day we see a little more sunshine and that feels good. I think it's a minute a day, but don't quote me on that because I think I've only read it here and there along the way, but I'm sure one of you have an answer that's more definitive than that. In the meantime, keeping ourselves warm, keeping ourselves connected to what our spirit is calling us to do. And sometimes when we're blah, we don't even really want to create. And I was thinking, oh, if only I could start a new painting, or if only this, if only, you know, looking for things that really keep us on our toes. And of course, indoors. So, and movement, creation, any kind of new interest that you have that you can grab passionately about. Another thing, Gail, good morning to you. Judith, you as well. Karen and Becky, hi. I'm going to come in and take some questions soon because we are a little short today. It's interesting because I also, you could kind of sense that that new moon is on its way. And so we wean on certain things maybe within ourselves. We remember what we want to rid of or maybe release and clear up. And so that's another thing. When we go from the full to the new moon, which is the cycle we're in now, we ask to maybe let go of, release, or perhaps shrink. I always love to shrink things through visualization because if they're not needed any longer, because we can minimize what it's really doing to our space and our energy and things like that. So I love that as well. You know, Valentine's Day is around the corner. I'm sure you don't need a reminder here, but I have been thinking about some of the most important things, looking back at all of your lives and gathering with you now and seeing where you all are. I think the word union, I started thinking about this, the base word of union, because it reminded me of communion and it reminded me, yes, Catholic, you all know, but it also reminded me of reunion. And so when we talk about Valentine's Day and we talk about love and all of the different layers of it. Mark and I have had some really interesting and loud, and CA too. You know, we all have our little top, we all have our feelings on the topic itself, but you live hard and you learn hard, and then you come to a place and you realize certain things. And if only we could start our lives with that wisdom that we gain over our, through our experiences, we'd be in a better place, right? But at the same time, the topic of union, communion, reunion, anything like this, you know, it all starts with that root. What kind of union are you in within yourself? And how are you communing with yourself? How are you coming back to yourself? And that would be a reunion of what you're going to embrace in yourself that you love. And really, that's where it all comes from. Because when you have a good union with yourself and you're really loving yourself and you're valuing yourself, reminding yourself daily that you're coming into this place with a higher power, I do believe your relationships with others get stronger and longer and perhaps more beneficial in ways that you really can't get stemming from that union on your own. But no external relationship can give you all of those things within yourself that you can become of in yourself. And so I hope that makes sense. I love the word union right now. I do believe that it reminds us of coming to terms or perhaps strengthening the connection we have within ourselves and our higher power, and as well as the people in our lives. And so I think it comes along with, and I'm speaking to a few of you here because I see who's here. And so for some of you who are listening, I just sense that it's very probable as human beings to have expectations, or perhaps we expect so much from ourselves and then we project expectations onto others. And with that being said, you know, we have to remember that expectations lead to disappointment. Disappointment leads to, you know, sadness, and things that may be getting us trapped into a pity party of maybe blaming others, or perhaps feeling like it's never going to happen for us, which is so untrue. Miracles happen in any second. And, you know, Judith says to shrink it. So when we want to shrink, and I literally say this out loud, and I'm sure some of you have heard me, if we're one-on-one, where I'll say, you can snap your fingers. It's just this quick. You could snap your finger. You could point at that one thing that's driving you crazy that probably takes up 80% of your headspace at any given moment in that moment. And you can literally visualize shrinking the energy, whatever that is that's causing you these negative emotions. Because if we have to learn how to we don't step away, we don't ignore, we don't deny our feelings. We want to process our feelings out. Once we do, we want to be careful to not get into that trap of pity or self-pity or feeling like a victim or whatever it is. So we want to snap, point, click, shoot, shrink, put it in a box, cover the lid, put it on a shelf. And I guarantee you at the end of your little, if you do this through a year, you may have shelves and shelves of these little boxes of maybe feelings, maybe fears, maybe worries, maybe people that you're not getting along with, whatever it may be. You could just shrink that energy. What happens when we have I'm thinking of that movie, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, or whatever the heck that movie was, The Incredible Shrinking Woman, all of this. And maybe that's where I even had the idea from, whatever gave me the idea to shrink this energy, what do you think happens when we shrink all of this negativity, or we avoid, you know, falling into that trap? We just create space. We make room for positive things. And believe me when I tell you, miracles can happen in that space. And so to not really intend to do anything to harm anyone else. And we do it with great intent to feel better and to create space to allow for good things coming into our lives. You know, I really like that. And so I feel excited to see if anybody wants to do this project. I don't have many boxes on my wall right now because I think that over time, my shelves get more clear, which is great. It's never easy to clear those shelves. It really isn't. It's painful, and your process is all unique to yourself. Creating time and space for good things is a really great idea, especially in the dead of winter, right? And so Gwen says she's enjoying the cocoon time of winter. She loves the snow and feeling of warmth when you come in from the cold. I love it too. She's bundled up with a good book and a cup of Earl Grey with honey. I love that. Let's take a look. I see Becky. I'm going to come to you as well. I love that. Yeah, it's so easy to sit here and share with all of you all of this information, and to try to remind ourselves of it day to day is another story, right? But it does work. And so I do see Tara. Thank you for that. She posted happy birthday, Greg, in the chat room. Many of you know Greg Witham, and we'll send a big birthday hug to Greg. And I know he's always here. A very big, very huge, I'll say energy, you know, we're all energy, but very huge here from the show for years and years. He was a big staple and anchor in this show, and definitely miss him. And I know many of you do. So thank you for posting that, Tara, okay? All right, I'm going to come in and get some questions. I am super excited about what's ahead for all of you. I do believe that we're going to see some profound changes this year. Kat, I want to, I'm not going to forget about your car, but I have a couple other things grabbing at me first. And, you know, all right, never mind. I'm going to do it now because it's coming. So I'm actually seeing two vehicles. One is a sedan and one is like a truck or a larger vehicle. And perhaps somebody, and I can't tell if it's a hybrid sedan or a little bit of a, it has a little bit of an SUV, but it's more round and square this time. But the truck is, of course, more square than round. Anyway, I am getting two colors, though. I'm getting white or a silver at the highest level of color, white to silver, and then on that grade, on the smaller vehicle, and then the truck is more dark gray. It feels more gray than black. And so these are things that will come. I don't know why I'm seeing two. I guess you and your husband, but I don't even want to say, I'm not sure if it's like a package thing you're going to do where you're getting two new vehicles for one trade, or would you just, are they back to back? I can't tell that, but I definitely feel that. And the only other color that I'm going to ask you, I can't get away from the colors that I'm seeing. I feel like you're tempted maybe to get something brighter, or like not red, but burgundy-ish kind of car. Maybe you like the style of it, but not the color. There's something about that. You are not intended to get that color. I do not know why I'm saying that. I love the colors that I'm sharing with you right now. I want to get I also feel like it'll be in the warmer months. But again, I feel spring. I really feel by April. I don't know why. I just feel like maybe too soon. If you wait a tiny bit longer, you could do everything at once. And that's really what I say. And it I'm not ruling it out. I really wouldn't do it just yet. I don't know why. It feels like it may come about in the same, at the same time frame. And what kind and when? You're saying, does my husband get one or do I get one? I kind of feel like there could be two. So I do believe that I'm describing what you're going to get. As far as what kind goes, I don't have anything jumping at my, okay, Tara's saying she's considering the same thing. I don't have anything jumping yet as far as like the name. I'm a big car girl. I pay attention to what's out there weirdly. I don't have anything yet in my consciousness, but what if I do, if and when it happens, I will let you know right away, okay? Because part of me is thinking Nissan, and then I'm like, no, there's better than that for you and more comfortable. And then I'm thinking, like, even a Hyundai now, they're so beautiful. And I was thinking that, and then I'm thinking about the truck. So, yeah, I don't have anything hollering, but I definitely have the colors and I definitely have the styles of what you're going to be driving. Okay. And I hope that helps. I say you keep, you know, these are some of the things that we can do when we start visualizing what we want to bring into our space. And believe it or not, it happens. We don't always get what we want, but I definitely feel like it helps. And it does, you know, anything that feeds into when we're looking at why we're on this path to begin with, really, it's about finding hope, you know, perhaps more faith in something. Somebody says to me, oh, that's not true. Even if I'm feeding all this negativity in the situation, it's going to go the way it's going to go, you know, and maybe for some people that may be true. In my world and what I see every day with everyone that I know, that's not really a fact. That is, our beliefs really do make a difference. And if we are seeking something outside of ourselves and higher than ourselves, then we are bringing ourselves more of the things that we learn along the way that we can't see, touch, feel on a day-to-day basis. And that is faith. That is hope. That is love. That is charity. They are all of the things that we are here as humans to try to achieve and accomplish in our lifetime. With that being said, that is how we gain in matters of abundance, in matters of connection, in matters of true partnership, in matters of friendships and our careers and everything else. We have to start somewhere deeper than what we could actually feel and or touch or understand day to day with more of the basis and the background of what I just shared. That is how we actually access what is on the surface of our everyday physical lives and our realities, you know? And so if we keep feeding into the negativity, or why should I expect something good if it's been all shit in my life? I can repeat 100 million statements of negativity that really just feed more and more into the negativity. And it's in those moments of miracles and those moments of joy that we really understand. We all need the proof. The proof has to be in the pudding, right? We all need those moments to believe. And it's a cycle over and over again. And so let's come back. Remember what I said about the union with yourselves being so very important. And that has to come first, okay? Oh, especially during this time of year. And hopefully that day, Valentine's Day, is becoming a little older news. And I'm not asking you to downplay your feelings around it, but the next day can bring you all of the very best, or the very best partner you could ever imagine, or the very best date, or whatever it may be. Hope is a powerful word, Karen says. Hi, Kelly. Good morning to you also. It's really interesting. I I do believe there's a lot of power in that word. And I feel like right now we've had to access some of these, I guess I want to call them energies because that's what we consist of. But I definitely believe it's a powerful word right now because a lot of people have had to hold on to that. And so it's those moments of trying to tell ourselves everything's going to be okay. You know, whatever it is, try not to feed your negative thought processes because it really does matter. And you're missing the happiness and joy in that moment you could be having instead. Sometimes a stupid bug makes me happy if I watch it crawl around. We forget the silliest things can bring happiness in the moment, and we have to embrace those moments. And so I was watching this bug. It was actually a big spider, even though, and I know some of you hate spiders, but it's really the truth. I really watched it for a little bit, and it was just a happy-go-lucky little guy and running around. And I was like, oh, it really reminded me of how tiny something could just right a normal situation can bring you joy at any moment. And if you're busy focusing on the negative, you're going to miss that moment. So please remember that, okay? All right, let me come in and I have a lot of nerve talking about this before new moon because I know it's always a little tricky before that new moon comes in, but it is a good reminder in the moment, okay? All right, let me see who's next over here. All right, let me see. Pamela, where did you go? She said she's not feeling well today. I want to cheer you up a little bit. Let me take a look at you moving forward. Your questions, I'm going to get there very, very soon. Yeah, I definitely see an irritation. Honey, I'm feeling now, where did you go? Where you're not feeling well. I'm wondering if the kidney stone I was diagnosed. I would say that it's on the move, but I also feel the next 10 days are super sensitive. That doesn't mean I feel like you're going to, you know, being in pain or anything like that. And of course, I'm not a medical doctor, so I'm not giving advice. But of course, you know, the water, the drinking healthy water, drinking high pH water, if possible, is so very important. Or a pH balanced water for your body. So only you will know if you're acidic or alkaline, and staying balanced in that middle is a really good idea right now. I think within 10 days, we won't be, you know, having the same conversation. I think every day you'll start feeling a little better, but you're sensitive. So I don't want to make light of it. It is going to take a minute, like 10 days is not, I'm not saying by tomorrow you'll feel better than you ever, you know, we're not doing that. It's 10 day process here that we're going through. And please let me know how you are next week. I do want to look again. I'm not concerned of anything worsening though, or anything like that. I just feel like it kind of is what it is. It's like, I want to say it's stuck, but I feel like you're just kind of stuck in yourself going through this process, and you will have relief. So sometimes I think when we know things, we start manifesting or trying to manifest. It's almost like a fake story we're telling ourselves, or we now believe that because we know of something, you know, something could be acting up, or we put too much, a little bit of focus on it. And I don't believe you're doing that, but I do believe that it adds to the sensitivity. How's that? So let's just kind of back it up a little and take it easy. Keep pressure. This is what I want to say. Keep the pressure off of yourself. And I'm thinking like some kind of a rest with your feet up will not hurt at all in the evening, into the night, and as well as keeping yourself comfortable and really taking, you know, just kind of taking it easy. And I hope that helps. Again, 10 days, honey, okay? And I'm not saying you're going to feel like crud every day either. I just feel like that's how long it's going to take to get through this little process here. All right, let me see who's next. Thanks, you guys, for hanging in there with me earlier today because we're so late. And let me see. Everybody I see is looking forward to February. I bet you all embrace that Valentine's Day this year because then you know that Mars is going to go direct the following week. So, yeah, we'll be looking forward to that one. All right. Becky, let's take a look. I feel like I'm missing someone. Excited for February and to move past the heaviness of January. I'm looking for work until my contract job picks up again. I didn't get the temp job I thought I would, so I'm hoping to hear good news. Okay, good news. Welcome. Let's take a look.
I don't know where this date's coming from, but I have 217 firmly planted in my brain. It won't leave me. They're also showing me that you are going to, well, you're not really happy in this moment, but I do see your disappointment around it, but I do feel like it's meant to be. So there's going to be some steps here, 2 weeks and 4 weeks now. The 17th is in the middle of those two timings, and I do believe by that time, you'll have something really good. So I'm saying 2 to 4 weeks. I do see success. Sometimes they say, and I know we hate these cliches, God's rejection is our protection. But for some reason, I believe that you may have missed something else that was really meant to come to you. And I'm really sensing that. You're probably annoyed. Anytime we don't get what we expect or we, and these are normal expectations. I'm not saying anything negative about it. Of course, it kind of shocks us or it hurts us or we feel maybe other things and it brings us fear, and that's very normal and human. And so once this little phase passes, this new moon is going to break you through. And I expect by the next full moon, which is 2 weeks from the new moon, what do we have? Like 16. We're going to be real close to my timing there. Okay. All the way around. So let's see. And you come back, please. And let me know how you're going to do. And thank you, Joni. I love you too. So happy you're here today. Karen, I'm glad I'm reading your mind. I feel all of your emotion today. And sometimes we can feel it in different ways. And coming to class, you know, together as a group, we start really, and right now it's more in the body, but, and so we could feel a lot more in our bodies. I see a lot of health questions in here, which I'm going to address in a moment. And so
it's almost like a psychic trigger in a way to pay attention. And let me talk to Laura for a minute. She says she's suffering and feeling frustrated because she's getting an ultrasound at the urologist. This is going to help. They did one in November. You're going to get another one. This is going to be much more pronounced, meaning they're really, it's going to be a good test. It's definitely going to help you. I feel like they're going to find what is really troublesome or bothering you. And again, I'm not a doctor. I can't give medical advice by law. You guys know this over and over again. I'll say it. But I kind of feel something. I don't want to say a shape. I want to feel something very, I want to say pipped, but something is misplaced or out of alignment. That's how I want to say it. And it could be even smaller something than you think. It's not necessarily like the whole bladder or the whole, your anatomy. It's not that large. It's not that big of an issue. It's more about something tiny in your body that's out of alignment. And they will uncover that. And please let me know. It might take just a little shifting, you know, of a movement or a tiny procedure that can really help you. Or they'll figure out why this is happening over and over again, and then they're going to correct it. And I really do believe this. Okay. So you hang tough. This is good. You're having that test now. All right. Let's see. Who's next? You guys, if you want to hop over, and before I forget, another thing I wanted to share today, we had some little crazy activity above our home last night, and I know I did post it on my Kathleen Nicholson Facebook wall, or my husband posted it. We had some, I guess you can call them little visitors, whatever it was. It gave me more hope that we have this tremendous universe. And whatever it, we, of course, we had authorities involved because it was kind of crazy. We had some things shifting all over us, and they had a lot of energy attached to them. So we don't know what it was. There's so many comments online. They look like little orbs, and they were colorful little things, but they look like little beings, and they were like bouncing around the sky above our house, and they were really big, and a couple of them had like some offspring come out of them. I sound like a crazy person, but believe me, I'm not. And I think that it kind of felt, and I use the word magical, but it reminded me of how enormous our universe is. And at any given moment, we can have the sweetest surprise or perhaps a visitor. And sometimes it could be even from your spirit guides or a past loved one who's crossed over or whatever it may be. And of course, this is like blinking little orbs or whatever they say. And there's so many mixed pieces of information online, but it was over our airspace, so it was a little disturbing. And I think that I just take a peek over. It was kind of fun to see, but it expanded my thoughts for a moment to think about the possibilities of our humanness and what really exists in our lives and in our world. And maybe it was nothing. Maybe it was just that little bit of a piece of, it made me think about a lot of other things. Like maybe it is real. Maybe there is so much more than we know and we're about to uncover in the world. You know, it gave me a little hope too for bigger things. And I hope you guys get a chuckle out of it because it is funny. And it was actually really interesting. Okay. All right. Take a peek over there. It's kind of funny. And if you hear our voices that you could tell, you know, how different we are in our speech and stuff, it's hilarious. Okay. Now
let's take a look over here back. Catherine, I am so very sorry for your loss. And she said her friend passed yesterday and they only reconnected before Christmas. I'm so very sorry about that. You know, I guess we don't have control over this planet, you know, in a sense of ourselves, our physical bodies. And we could hear all this crazy stuff like, oh, we're just bodies. We don't, you know, and I could sit here and I don't even have the words, you know, to, I'm definitely sorry. I feel your loss. I know you're going to grieve it. We can't take anything for granted. And I also had very dear friends who lost a family member yesterday who was very, very young, and it was sad. And, you know, it's a reminder of why sometimes we just have to keep living. And I really, Pamela, go ahead and take a look over there on my page. It's very interesting. But we have to just, you know, do the best we can for ourselves and the other people around us and love who you love every day. And don't bicker about the small stuff, you know, because we can't take it for granted. And I feel a little bit of that. Hold on now. Let me just see. You know what I feel about you this year? You're going to come into a place of confidence and like this stellar knowing, this place of a lot of your insecurities fall by the wayside. You really step into your own power. You feel alive. I think movement of your own physical body is very, very important, and taking care of yourself physically is very important this year. You're going to really, it's almost like you're going to act like fire sign. And I know I believe you're not in myself. I, if I can remember Catherine, but I do feel a lot of fire coming through you. So lean into that energy and also to start, in a real way, you know, not a, oh, I'm going to give up something for an hour or a day, but in a real way, because like a long-term bit of a lifestyle change in yourself and your health. And I feel really, really good about that. And you're going to know by spring what I'm saying, and I hope it helps. And I do believe you just have to keep going and maybe honor her in some way. And I really feel that. How big were they? Okay. So Catherine, lots of love to you, hon. Take it easy too. Okay. It's hard when we're going through these shifts. And, you know, Denise said food was one of her greatest pleasures and she's trying to figure out how to deal with it. And yes, I think it's going to improve. I do believe we have to remember that Mars energy is kind of, when it's retrograde in Cancer, not only is it emotional, but it's really encouraging us to take a step back and look at our health. And honestly, you're talking about food. That's what made me think about that Mars and Cancer going, you know, the retrograde. And so you have to remember that you have this time to step back and redo a few things. And let me tell you, and I say this, it's interesting because there's so many things out there that are healthy for us that can also bring us equal pleasure. We just haven't, you know, you haven't found your way there yet. But I'm promising you, you will this year, and you'll find a couple of things that are actually really good for you that you'll be able to eat a lot of, or again, maybe get sick of, but nevertheless, it'll bring you some pleasure, I promise. It's really about replacing things a little at a time, and I hope that helped. And let me just see, I go on my little food benders, I think we all do. And I really believe that too, there are ways, sometimes even the silly TikTok or the reels on Facebook or whatever, they have so many good recipes and stuff. Ms. Perez, I love what you said, and I want to just mention it now because of what Denise is asking, and she's been feeling those winter blues. Yeah, it's really crazy. It is hard to be motivated, or she's allowing herself to be unmotivated for only a bit of time. And I agree with that. We have to accept and allow on a nonstop basis. She says she's trying to do smaller things, energy and easier tasks to really keep her energy up. And I love that as well. I do hope that helps. It does make a huge difference. I love taking things in baby pieces when we're overwhelmed. And thank you for that. Denise, 3 months. And you'll have like a whole new game plan going on, and you'll feel so good. You won't even feel like you're missing something. I really, truly believe that. Okay. Maureen, good morning to you. She's so grateful to kick January out the door. Spoken like a Jersey girl. This Libra with Gemini rising and Cap moon is this new moon clears. It's going to clear that energy. We will feel so different. Everyone, all of us will feel so different a couple days from now, and that you have to keep, kind of flowing with it, embrace it. Don't put too much pressure on yourselves. I feel it really will clear, and it does clear with magic. It's like a magical way, It creates miracles, those moments that we have to remember. Guys, don't take anything for granted, please. Just love yourselves and really start giving yourselves a pat on the back. I do feel a lot of you will be validated for things this week coming up ahead. I feel like there's a lot of praise coming, whether it be from yourselves or others, or somebody who has been waiting for some acknowledgement is actually going to get it. I feel really strongly about that. So if you're overdue, just know this message is for you that way. I also see some confidence returning after this moon. And I have so many Aquariuses in my life, so I want to say happy birthday to all of you over and over and over again. And Serena, thank you so much for being my producer today and hanging in there when the technology kind of wanted to bite us today, but we got it back. So everyone, please stay tuned for the amazing Lori Love coming up next. And thanks so much, everybody, for staying and being here. Tara, they're like maybe dump truck size, okay? It was kind of freaky. It was freaky. All right, you guys take care. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Enjoy Lori. Bye, everyone.